Yes, dear girls, dear European, Ukrainian girls, it's already late and I already smoked and shouldn't do podcasts, so when I'm so over smoked or baked, but tonight I had this feeling of having to get it all out in a short episode, because maybe then we can keep the pressure low and say, let it all cool down, cool down. sorry. Until Monday, and maybe better not to record any more episode until then. And get it all out. I mean, here, 30 minutes gonna be enough to be to throw everything out. I have. For you, and it's not only about the bodies, it's about the spiritual union also, but how is this individuality that I wrote about in the show notes in the last episode, how is this, yeah, this was cute love letter, wasn't it? Gotta read that maybe. Of you, Soriana, and then you, Lilia, there's this whole other level of connectedness that we're on. We share this isomorphism, and it's about our characters, but somehow it also feels like a deep physical union that I'm already materially connected to. And with Soriana, on the other hand, it's not as you might think that there's this material attraction, but it's the other way around. There is the mental bond is stronger because it's all about imaginations. And of course, Rihanna, your body, as I once said, is more feminine in a way, more round, and it doesn't, I don't even know, thinking about this desire, it's something pleasant, but as I also said, I want to touch, but not to judge and not to compare, or at least not in that way of setting a hierarchy, but it's always nice to see different kinds of varieties of shapes. And with my ex-girlfriend, of course, I saw this other beautiful variety. And if I might mention and add here, okay, it's a little controversial, especially in Germany maybe, but that I see that the term of race is, well, of course, is not valid as a political tool, and we should therefore condemn racism on the political stage and bringing race into the mix of explaining why certain people behave differently and or certain political arguments. This is, we've got to fight this racist bullshit, of course, and throw it back with our materialist, universalist analysis of the society and the fractions, the oppression of the working class, of all of us three, you two girls and me, and of course a lot more people, but now I'm only thinking about you. That's where was I? Always wonder, could my roommates be listening? I mean, drifting off, speaking about the material or the spiritual or mental connection. And yeah, okay, so then it's all about images with you, and I don't know what, I mean, I said this, that maybe you want to take a first step in the office, and yeah, I'd be grateful for this. But on the other hand, I somehow also understand how you girls are maybe waiting for me. And yeah, I gotta tell you, I don't mean to tease you in this way. No, it's just that I enjoy this shyness in me. And yeah, you gotta give me time. I mean, yeah, at least maybe in the next weeks I can come to you. But maybe not next week, because right now it feels so intense with these episodes. And you can come to me anytime, and I'm sure I can handle it. Won't be like this, like I said, I'd like to drop down. Of course you like this is an important point, that you like to be also overthrown, over overwhelmed by your partner in crime, your partner in love, and you like this, but no, I think realistically speaking, it's not going to happen. Don't be afraid. You can come to me, and if not, maybe in the next 2 or 3 weeks sometime I can step by, maybe you, Zoriana, or you, Lilia. And the most probable times to do this would be Tuesday and Wednesday for me, because there my self-esteem is at its highest point of the week. And on Mondays it's not so good. So Mondays you can come to me, but I'm pretty sure I would never dare. Such a difficult task to try this on a Monday, because I feel I need to get into my work habit again. Work is important to be centered there. And I feel somehow thrown out of the rhythm by this weekend. Just want to get into this again and be a worker, be like you, equal to you. Two girls there and also the other workers, but mainly just thinking of you. And good point. Then why am I bringing you into the mix now, Zoriana? I mean, isn't it already enough girls? And yeah, in a way, at least with my ex-girlfriend, I feel this bond and feel like maybe I shouldn't even love Lilia and no other girl, because I feel this for her, my ex-girlfriend, and maybe you should never stop a love and never give up, like the philosopher but you wrote. I mean, why give up? And yeah, I must have this thought, but then, okay, then, this again. Clear thing then is, yeah, you have to commit mistakes, and I'm for the moment willing to let this pass and see this as maybe not a mistake but something that a chapter that is now closed, because my ex-girlfriend also sees it this way. And yeah, although she knows I'm connected to her, and I know she's to me also, but somehow, yeah, we both feel it's better now to keep it separated. But it feels weird. I think this is the really critical bond. And all these other women, yeah, it was really great to have this chat with you, dear Spring, a Chinese woman, and would be nice to meet you again, but I mean right now, maybe not in this love, intentional, interpretational way, because right now I'm feeling dazzled and entangled by these Ukrainian girls, especially, and then, yeah, all these other girls, I feel they're always these blisses, but, to be precise, there is not this a singular bond, these soulmates. It's just about the material situation. You have to be there and speak up and start a conversation to someone at the supermarket. Or somewhere else. Like I just read my diaries from 2 years ago where I tried or thought about trying to speak to some woman in the supermarket that caught my attention, or in the bakery. And yeah, one time I even tried it and asked her for a name, but it felt like, yeah, this was a good step, good, but then I wasn't courageous enough even to, I mean, she then told me her name and yeah, said to me and asked me, yeah, why, warum? And she looked at me like defiantly, or, and there I got already my weak knees, knees were schlotternde Knie. Knees, getting wobbly, and therefore I just left and said, yeah, there's just nur so is a nice term in German. You can learn this if you don't like to answer something or say, yeah. This nur so. This was in the space exactly 2 years ago, 1 or 2 months before I met my girlfriend from Peru in September. Yeah, there's always this question, but why do I have to choose then as a man? If I take up this action in the supermarket, then it could happen, it could be so great to this woman. But if I don't, not, and why is this? Why do women give us this power? Why don't understand it? How can they make themselves so small by their own will? This leads me then to the situation in the office. There I feel it's two girls from Ukraine, and you simply don't gotta be, I mean, of course you two are so singular and unique, but you don't gotta be picky and say, yeah, this or that soulmate. No, but it's just that you there sit two in front of me, and why wouldn't I think of you then? It's logical, it's natural. And yeah, therefore this develops, and therefore this maybe develops until this to this altitude where I don't even want to think about other women. And now this feels dazzling, because before this week I didn't even think of you, Zuriana, in this way. But now with writing all these poems, of course this interferes, and also, oh my god, this is the Rückkopplung, back channeling of my poetry into my real life, and I can't resist it. I mean, of course I can't resist you, it's logical, Zuriana. All I told you, and also the show notes about your individuality, the integration of feminine and masculine parts and traits. And yeah, therefore, I gotta be precise here. The precise reason then I brought into the mix this love trio in the show notes. And the reason for this was that I already had thought about it, of course, last days, but didn't speak of it, and just yeah, that would feel great, or would feel something natural to try out simply, and feel like this, that I feel this bond to you, Lilia. And but on the other hand, we could be a trio, and Zuriana, I don't know, had this feeling, of course we could look after each other, and now the thing was that of course we should support each other in our efforts, like in arts, like I also wrote in the show notes, in your drawing maybe, Lilia, or if others other interests. And of course it was a huge always, yeah, pushed me when my ex-girlfriend told me how great she found my podcast. And yeah, this then I thought, Zuriana, maybe you are this way, that you're focused on your career, and this is great because work is so important. I experienced it also in my own life. Like 3 years ago I started in this workplace. This was such an important step in my life to develop also this literature talent and podcasting habit. And this was crucial then, although maybe programming is not then my key interest, but still it was the most decisive factor then 3 years ago, that you have the structure in your day and you learn something, and you especially see other people, and that you have to work together with them in order to achieve something. This was said today on a meeting with our Communist Party, that this is the great thing about the workplace, therefore we gotta be active there as communists, because this is a singular position in society. In normally in society we're all competitors, compete each against each other, and are like this defined or suspicious of the other, and try to gain an advantage or look at them in this way, judging or assessing what kind of an opponent. But there at the workplace then they say there this competition ends at their doors, because there finally you have to find together to work there. When you sell your workforce, like you put your signature under the contract, like I did, Simon, and this feels then so such a relief. Yeah, 3 years ago of course I was always in, already then developing into becoming a communist, but still feels great to have the security in your life that you now earn your own money, and wow, how great is this, that you're independent finally from your family and could move out. And I did also, but still just have this virtual independency. Be a real citizen, be like anyone else, being in this position as a worker. And but there, as soon as you put that signature there, there ends this competition, and you enter into the office, and there you experience this, that you all have to work together. And therefore this was brought up today at the meeting, that this is the basic socialist experience, and therefore these fights are so important, like the fights in unions fighting for more salary and better working conditions. And maybe also in our own firm, I brought this up in the meeting, that I wanted to found a Betriebsrat, which is like a union for a small firm. And yeah, they said they could support, but our firm is very small and it's hard. Gotta reach out. Maybe I thought next week there's this meeting. But then I thought about this meeting, of course, of our firm on Wednesday, that there's this get together again at the restaurant, and with a speech maybe from our boss. And then I thought maybe I could mix this in there and say that I have something to say and I want to found this union for our workers and make an argument for better working conditions, like we need a bigger kitchen and a better coffee machine. I think, Zoriana, you like to drink coffee. Lilia, you only drink tea, I think. But I also, so once in a while, drink coffee. And it's not good enough. This is an embarrassment to a firm like this. We have maybe 20 or 15 Mitarbeiter employees that work there, and they all have to drink this shitty brew. I mean, you could buy a real machine if this would be good investment into the workers and to showing them their worthiness. And I don't know how this is really a sham, and a real, I mean, this is a clear sign of how bad our position there at work as workers is, especially in this small firms, because we're uncoordinated. Everyone has to negotiate his own contract, and there's no tarif binding like in bigger industries. But also in these bigger firms like Mercedes, they also have lots of different classes of workers inside the working class. They try to fraction it to create all these resentments, because there they see this risk of workers uniting at the workplace. They finally feel connected like nowhere else, and there would be this risky setting. Therefore we see all this fraction and Leiharbeit, which is Auslan, it's rented labor. They can be let gone at any moment, and there's all these contracts with that are only for time, like an intern, just one or 2 years. And there are large parts of the working class living or working in these, under these kinds of contracts, and this is all part of their strategy to create this division amongst us. But returning to you girls, I thought now I didn't want to talk about politics, but at this meeting today, and why does it now feel like I also have to include you, Zorania, or don't have to, but want to, because, I don't know, somehow, you always could love more girls, but there has to be a limit, and yeah, this would be a natural limit. I mean, if you, I just see you two in the office, and this would be, of course, if there would be another co-worker, like this other colleague, that would be interested, I, of course, would let him, and would not be in the way of any other connection. But I mean, if it's from all sides, it's about consenting adults, like they say in the US, in these fights about gender. This is the barrier, said a radio TV host some years ago that I listened, Kyle Mill, I don't know what's his name, but he said, well, the Republicans and right-wingers are always going to ask what's going to be next with all this trans and queer legislation. And then he said, yeah, consenting adults is the limit. Yeah, of course, you could also think like a love, a circle could be made up out of more people than just towards polyamory, and this would be the limit. He said, of course, this should be judicially then also equalized. Maybe that was what he was aiming at, that marriage should also be possible in this way. And yeah, maybe. And I didn't think about this so much, but just now that for some reason, talking about Yuzuriana, that yeah, in a way, I feel this resentment against living in these traditional ways and having a girlfriend, like this is somehow a symbol of that you're finally had some success in life. This is the whole toxic thing we read about last time, about male competition and how you achieve that goal of having a girlfriend or having sex, and this whole malicious area. And therefore now I was thinking, yeah, but if I was trying out this new way of living, like in a trio, with like coming home to my parents to see them with your two girls and saying, yeah, this is our way of loving or living, or maybe not at the first time, I could just go slow. Of course, I would introduce you as just some friends, co-workers, and then slowly over the month, of course, if all sides feel like this, it could, at least it's a theory that I came up with. Yeah, share with you, maybe too much, sorry girls, but just, oh man, just too much. And but this was then attractive to me because I thought, yeah, there somehow I escaped the system and I escaped this binary way of thinking. I have to love this one or this person, and now why? And therefore, I tell you, Zoriana, yeah, I'm sorry if this was all, I don't know. But on the other hand, with you, it feels simply also a little more natural, like with Lilia, not in a, not to be meant any bad, anything bad about you, Lilia, just that we two, both of us, are very artificial, maybe, in our ways. And this is this isomorphism, this equality between us. And isomorphism is maybe better than equality, you should know, as a mathematician. And but we somehow are like this artificial and playing our games, but Zoriana is like this straightforward and working. This I wanted to express earlier, that I had this daydream then that yes, Zoriana would earn all the money because that's her, so she likes to work so much, and maybe we, Lilia, yeah, would be like this, accompany her, she would be a successful businesswoman, maybe having her own firm or having to travel all around the world, and we could maybe accompany her then to these places and dedicate ourselves more to or art or other things, or maybe also like this programming now. But yeah, just this was some imagination. And with this naturality thing, I mean, yeah, somehow Zoriana just got this feeling it has to do with getting my life together and finally becoming worthy, and also writing on my writings, and that you're also a muse, and yeah, that if you see a woman like this, there's no question, somehow you have to get it together. And it's more, it's an obvious flow of the things, but it, I can't change my life all at once. Therefore I also thought about this standpoint I should take already 1 month ago. I thought, yeah, I'm just too crazy thinking about this Argentinian girl and then about Lilia. Maybe I was caught up in this love strudel, this spiral, and therefore I should take it slow and not even have a girlfriend for 3 months, I told myself. Then in September, yeah, maybe then the time would be right. But anyhow, yeah, I would like to approach again with you, Lilia, and have some meetings, but maybe this can then go slow, and this is what I thought, but I don't even know. But yeah, it feels good to have like aim or a goal like this, or like a simple limit, because it's always manly, or it always, you always have to take these decisions about your life, and I never can, but at least, yeah, if I thought this, but yeah, I think it's clear that with two girls, it would be, I don't even know if I can publish it. I have to think about it tomorrow and then take a decision. But from my intuition that coming home to my parents with two girls, it would be something rebellious, and therefore it would make me feel like now I can finally enjoy love, because in this way of loving, encrypt is already that it somehow not fitting into the patterns of society that we're used to live in. And but yes, and I mean, it's not like I have this special romantic feeling for you. Yeah, maybe it could develop slowly if we both wanted it, but I have this feeling now, it can or it can't. It also, I mean, could be a relationship that doesn't have to last for all our lives. I mean, this is what I feel with Lilia, maybe such a very close bond, but then yeah, you could travel a lot, make your also other experiences, and maybe Lily and me could be like your parents, because you're so young, and in a way, yeah, we could look after you for a time. And if you work so much, look that you don't overwork and don't burn out. And yeah, that, but that then after a time maybe you meet someone else and go, and or it's or can also be very casual, just some meetings or some dates, drinking coffee together and nothing else. It could be all kinds of things, and I don't even know, just yeah, talking and saying yeah, of course, and this makes me nervous, but it's also kind of maybe my plan to make me this, to throw me, eject me again out of myself, so that I don't even have to think about approaching you next week, because I think yeah, der Ball liegt in eurem Spielfeld. The football is now on your playing field. So it's up to you. I mean, of course, I know we all would enjoy conversation at work there, and I know I made it so hard now. This crazy talk, and sorry in a way for it, but on the other hand, yeah, feels like also connected to this time back in Argentina, like this was the thing I always wanted to do, I always wanted to express things like this, that back then there was of course a lot of swinish talk, and also Argentinians have lots of better and more abundant words, vultures, the treasure of words is bigger there to describe the sexual organs, and there I felt something more openly, but also in a way aggressive. Of course, there is this macho talk in a way, and but yeah, somehow this topic was then treated very openly in our class, at least with our literature teacher also introducing us to these realms of psychoanalytical theory and analyzing with this theory of the sexual drive that Freud created. Freud, important to remember his name, Sigmund Freud, also wrote a short text about him, but we shouldn't get to this, we should get to a poem maybe. And yeah, back then I felt like this is something pleasant that somehow feels hurtful inside the society, but why it could be so much greater, could be made such a lot There could be such a huge difference, and I don't know how, but just in the way I feel now, my art, this podcast contribute to it, yeah, in a virtual way. I mean, this is somehow independent from what happens in our real lives. You two girls, I mean, yeah, you can enjoy this. As I said last time, this could be the real act, and I want to be this way, also special, eccentric. Don't want to be ordinary like any man and just giving sex. This physical vulgar act, no. This, I have to give you something more special to be sure that you won't forget me and won't just trade me for another man. Or of course you can have other men, as many if you want, but just that you always remember me and maybe sometimes think back or look back and or even come back in my arms. And with this I thought I should read this German poem, but it's quite long, and why would I do this? I mean, I said half an hour, and if it's not already this half hour, yeah, gotta stick to my aims. And but I expect this of you girls, of course, then that you, I mean, I don't want to dictate this to you, that you have to put up this aim for yourselves, and come to me, come to see me next week. Maybe something happens accidentally, we crash together in the kitchen or somewhere, and it doesn't matter somehow. Will be produced. But this is the problem always with love, right? That it feels is such a metaphysical bond. Metaphysical. Yeah, that it should all develop somehow, ideally, in the ideal realm, without any need for our own actions. How could this be that material actions are required, that the spiritual union is so holy? And with this I can only tell you that I don't think this can be a German podcast. Don't want to talk German today. And therefore I tell you, yeah, then this has to be a TSY number 14, and this is then definitely a broken promise, like I told you, Lilia. Only if we go back to talking, I would make a next, but maybe, I don't know anything but promises or love vows, and yeah, goodbye.